Yes. Okay.
So I guess we're live. I see the live button.
You're live.
We're live with Masai and the three guys with Common Sense.
My bad.
No, it's all good. It's all good. But we're here. Three guys with Common Sense. We got Masai, our host, with our co-hosts. We got Avatar Slang. You can't say the slang without Aang. We got Mike Moolah over here.
I just got done eating some chicken, y'all, so my mouth is kind of hot.
He's spicy.
Yeah.
He's spicy.
My mouth is kind of hot. Damn. It's a new day.
Wow. You hot like Usher's STD test?
Wow. That was wrong.
Is that a real thing?
I don't know.
I don't believe it, but.
Because I thought they did that a while ago, but then I heard people saying it still.
Shout out to Usher, man. He's doing the
Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl. Shout out to Jigga.
It's gonna be lit.
Talk about that real quick, or is there anything? To talk about?
Well, I mean, obviously Jay-Z didn't want to give his cousin money because he gave it all to Usher.
I'm not doing this.
Yeah, he had to pay. Somebody had to pay Usher.
Yeah, and somebody got to pay him. I mean, he's going to sweat like a fat person in the middle of a desert. But hey,
listen,
people in the desert don't sweat, Mike.
I said a fat person.
They don't sweat in the desert.
Please don't make me pin this against Quill. I wanted to bring up Quill, but
I just be catching. Y'all would think that Mike doesn't like me. Y'all really might think the way.
One time I brought it up to him, he's like, "What do you mean?" I was like, "What do you mean? What do I mean?"
Like, you ever consider how he feels? And Mike's probably like, "No." That's why he's the Beyonce of the group. That's why he is the front man. He gets paid the big pennies to be the front man of the group. But if y'all haven't seen Usher live, if you ever get a chance to see Usher live, do yourself a favor and go see Usher live. He's great.
Cool. I
saw him in Vegas before you niggas made it a attraction. It was the best. It didn't cost that much before niggas made it a attraction, like it's the Black Disney World. Here you go, Si.
What? So I'll be honest with y'all.
Masai, here.
It's too late. I'm not paying to see Usher.
Oh, you crazy. He's worth every penny.
I'm not saying he's not. That's just too late. He's just too much of a superstar. I'm not seeing Usher. I'd rather buy some pizza.
Wow. That's okay.
Well, I mean.
There's nothing. No, the thing is, I would go to Usher's show. I just don't want to pay for it.
He's a legacy act.
It's better than going.
I don't want to hear no mute. I don't want to hear new music from Usher. But
you don't want to hear him trying to act young?
No, I'm cool on that. But Bad Girl, man, I'll throw my draws at him if you do. Every time you do Bad Girl, I got a chance to see Usher twice in the last 2 years. Yeah,
you live the dream.
Because I went to Vegas to go see him, and then when Diddy backed out of the Roost Picnic, he was the replacement.
Well, that seems like an upgrade.
Damn.
I'm not even trying to be funny. It's just I think Usher is an upgrade over Diddy.
I would love to see I Need the Girl Part 1 and Part 2.
Shout out to Puff for giving them people back their masters. Apparently, everybody had their masters like 3 years ago. But shout out to Puff anyway.
What is 100% worth of nothing?
Nothing.
Okay. The masters don't mean anything. Your masters don't mean anything if there's no liquid value in it. You just own 100% nothing. Like, people be running around like, I want my masters. Yeah, because you rap on your block.
What? So, you know what they say in West Philly, Mike?
Yeah. The new Gyms is open. Shout out to Gyms West.
No, they say, who cares about these rappers and their masters?
Wow. Oh, before we get off of Raptors. Shout out to the Raptors. Y'all suck. Before we get off of rappers, we kind of jumped in this thing talking about Jay-Z and his cousin. I'm here to tell you, I'm gonna look right into the camera. Niggas.
Oh my god.
Y'all just love having think pieces on Twitter about stuff that y'all really don't be looking up, researching, or watching. Y'all just what take little be tidbits. Y'all take little tidbits and y'all just run with it. The dude gave a hypothetical concept of how he wants to go to his family reunion and feel some type of normalcy. All y'all heard was he didn't give his cousin $4,800. He never said he wasn't going to give his cousin $4,800. Then you niggas don't do research. He actually has a cousin that he gave, I would guess, a lot more than $4,800 to start his chicken wing spot, which is all halal, by the way. And it's all around the U.S. His actual cousin.
So to that point, because I didn't see the clip until you talked about it in the group chat.
Shameless plug, shout out to Kevin Hart. He actually has a good show. I guess it's a podcast. Everything's a podcast, but it's a good show on
Peacock.
Peacock is mostly free, by the way, for people who are tired of streaming apps. And if you have Comcast, you can also just use that account and you have Peacock for free, basically.
It's also free when you find some girl on the internet that you fucking
because whatever you're about to say is about to be crazy.
All right. I mean, just ask her to log in one time.
Let's get back to the Jay-Z thing. Okay. So I thought I had more input, but because I was just going off of what you presented. But yeah, that makes sense. I mean, if the conversation is about the normalcy, then that makes sense, because my thing was I've heard it presented and I thought it was about the idea of, because there's also been different arguments in the past, not with Jay-Z, but about rich people who say they don't really want to give out handouts. And that's a whole different social discussion than the one you're presenting, if that makes sense. Like someone wanting not to be harassed all the time. Kind of like when we're talking to our friend about how Taylor Swift isn't normal, can't be normal in public. LeBron can't be normal in public. Well, if that's the conversation, I'm here to listen to that.
Yeah, here's the thing. You can't just have regular conversations with your cousin that's Jay-Z. That's already out the window. Here's the issue. You can't just walk up to your cousin Jay and say, Jay, I need $4,800. And you don't have no business plan. But you're telling them how you're going to flip it from $4,800 to $2 million when you've never flipped $2 to $4. So how am I just supposed to give you? Just say you need $4,800.
So you have some points, but that's where we can start to veer off, because I feel like once you open that can of worms up, that's how the think pieces start. So
why I don't think niggas should have think pieces about everything. This is one of those things where it's out of our league, kind of, because I got a cousin right now. I won't give him $15. So
here's the thing though. It's you're right, but it's like you can't have it both ways, because it's like if we're out of our leagues, then we're out of our leagues. It doesn't matter what we would give. You see what I'm saying? Because it's like, for context, if I get someone $50, we could say $50 is a lot of money. Technically, it's not. It's a good amount to give to somebody, but it's not a lot of money. But $50 is still, the average person we know don't make $50 an hour. So it still takes an hour of the labor to make that money. But to Jay-Z, and that's why I'm saying this is how the think pieces can start. And I do think pieces have a place, but to your earlier point, people don't read up enough on these concepts and the actual situations. And so I guess you were able to tell that they didn't. So back to the Jay-Z thing. Jay-Z, $4,800 to Jay-Z is 19 cents. So to that point, it's not real money to him, but at the same time, he's frustrated because he doesn't even know how to explain that it doesn't work that way. And because he only explained it in 15 seconds, there's probably a nuance that was missed.
Yeah, because he said that in his hypothetical, this isn't even a real thing that happened. Like you said, in the hypothetical, if you give me this $4,800, I'm going to turn to $2 million. And like he said, it don't work like that. Like you can't just think that you're going to take $4,800 in a business that You probably never started a business and think you're going to make $2 million. You're going to make $2 million off of profit in it. That's not how it works.
The thing is, people don't realize. I like that we're talking about business. Before I even talk about the Jay-Z part of just business. sorry, it's hilarious. Jay-Z, what was I saying? Oh, okay. The thing with business is a lot of times you are breaking even, you're operating at a loss, so you might be operating off of loans, to be honest. So you have to work on making $100,000 first.
Right.
And here's the thing. I always used to make the joke in the old episodes of the podcast that I'm Mr. Not anti-capitalist. What word I should use? Oh, I'm Mr. Communist. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, me personally, I do think it's hard for me to say I think because I don't like to tell people what to do with their money. I don't know who that guy is to him. I don't know what the past history is together. But so I would say like this: if it was me and it's only 19 cents to me, I would give it. But at the same time, that wasn't the point of this conversation.
Right. The point was. It was 2 points in his conversation. It was, I want to go home and I want to feel like Sean Carter. I don't want to feel like Jay-Z. And the second point was, if you're going to come with me with a business plan, have the business plan ready and ready to go when you're actually going to get me aside and talk to me.
Say that in more than just the clip I saw, because I didn't watch it.
He didn't, but I guess if you know Jay, you know that's what he meant. But
it's just in vogue to hate Jay-Z. That's really what it boils down to. It's in vogue to hate Jay-Z. It is
the new hotness. I think the bigger thing you're missing, Quill, is that because we're black, Jay-Z's who matters to us. But billionaires don't have a good thing going for them in the public eye right now.
That's true.
So yeah, you're good. So
look at Elon Musk, for example. Well, he's an idiot anyway. He is too brilliant to be an idiot.
Yeah, well, the thing is, he picked his side. He aligns himself with far right people way too much, and media outside like Fox News is pretty liberal. So you know, like with anything, if you go with the opposition, you're going to be disliked.
Right.
Like, did you hear how Dilbert got canceled? The comic strip?
No, I didn't hear about that.
So Dilbert got canceled the author has said something racist, like black people are the biggest threat to society. Like they're the real racists.
No, not that part. We are the biggest threat to society because we really run this shit.
We have power. Okay, that's fair. But he was saying something completely different. He was like, yeah, they're menaces, blah, blah, blah. So they got every big newspaper canceled this strip. And Elon Musk took his side. And it was like, oh, man, like that's kind of nasty.
Speaking of nasty work, how about our resident nasty worker, Sexy Red, saying Trump was giving out free money. And he was freeing rappers from jail. So that was all good to her. Shout out to Sexy Red.
I just got something real quick, then I'm out of it. I'm out of this conversation.
Okay, go for it.
Stop trusting people who got tattoos on their face. They don't even like themselves. Why are we taking the words of anyone with a tattoo on their face? Why?
There's plenty of tattoos on their
face. I don't even take the word of somebody with a tattoo on their neck. You kind of, that's too far. Y'all be getting music notes in the back of your ear and you can't sing worth a damn. So
my friend has a music note in the back of his ear.
You shouldn't get a music note in the back of your ear and you sound like pure trash in a leap year. So Sexy Red, shut your ass up.
Wait, can you help me with that? Trash with a leap year? What does that mean?
Somebody, they get in the trash on the 29th of February. That's what that means.
Oh, Sexy Red.
So Sexy Red,
not even sexy.
Sexy Red. So how old is she, by the way? Let's put some factors in.
She's so young, man. We shouldn't take her. She shouldn't even be doing interviews. Just shake your ass, make your little ski songs.
Oh, she's the one who redid Vanessa Carlton's song. I forgot about that.
Who's that?
That was the song from White Chicks.
That song sucks. The only song that really matters is Superwoman. I'm not your superwoman.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not the kind of girl that you can lay down and thinking everything is okay. Come on, Quill. Boy, I am only human. I hate you niggas, man.
What are you singing?
This podcast sucks. Oh, somebody in the comments gonna know what I'm singing.
She's 25.
If okay. Quill is, if Rory's here, shout out to my man Rory. He know that song.
Hold on, my dog's up this deal.
I drew a blank.
I hate you niggas, man.
You niggas just new niggas. Don't get involved. Mike, you live on the island.
Yeah. Oh, shout out to
James Rogers. What's up, James Rogers?
Moral of the story. Stop interviewing Sexy Red. I mean, she talking about she want her baby dad to stay in jail because it's safer that way.
I'm with her. Keep that menace.
Speaking of jail.
Wow.
We got a fun jail story today from a friend.
somebody said in the chat, why I come in here and he starts singing. Shout out to James Rogers, man. Glad to see y'all. We glad to see you too, man.
Glad to see you. Shout out to James.
I hope you actually winning games in 2K now, man.
Wow.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? No, shout out to James Rogers. His name is Old Dog, right? He be rapping. We gotta get him on here. As a guest on the pod.
That's true.
But I don't know. He still got bubble bag TVs and everything.
No, let's go back to Sexy Red though, real quick.
No, let's go to Sexy Love by Neo.
No, man. Sexy you can't go Neo anymore.
What? Neo's one of the greatest songwriters of our time.
Yeah, we say that about old people.
Derek, you get that 2K?
No, I didn't get 2K. I told you last week 2K. Is we're in an abusive relationship with 2K. We as in black people in America. I'm not getting 2K. I will vote for Trump before I buy 2K.
Let's be honest. This is what black people are in an abusive relationship with. Their dads.
What? Wow. 2K. No. You're speaking for yourself. No.
Their dads.
No.
2K.
No.
Tupac.
No, my God.
Yeah. Yo,
Kobe Bryant.
Wow.
What a healthy relationship with Tupac and Kobe Bryant.
No,
Michael Jordan too. Michael Jordan has a stranglehold on the black culture.
Those raps that they get from 7-Eleven, the Bill Clinton weed, Pornhub.
What?
Red Tube.
Red Tube. What?
Two girls in one cup.
No. I want to leave two girls in one cup back where I can't. I'm scarred.
Why did we watch that?
Because we thought it was cool, and then it wasn't.
That wasn't cool, man. Nothing about that was cool.
It started off cool. It started off great.
He said you're by yourself.
Everything was cool. It looked like a normal situation. And then,
all right, man.
This guy.
Oh, crazy. And LimeWire back in the day.
Oh, LimeWire definitely had a chokehold. Shout out to my mom.
These aren't black things.
We went to Geek Squad twice.
How much illegal porn did you download?
Oh, I didn't download those. What sent it off was
it's LimeWire. We got music like regular people. Quill, what were you doing?
Oh, I was downloading music, porn, whatever you need. You name it, I got it.
Do that.
What? Yes. I had
Major Pain on my iPod Classic.
Yeah, I was like trying to download Justice League.
Yo, I had porn on my iPod.
What?
Yes, that's probably why my iPod crashed.
Will had to rub one out, man.
No. I thought we were talking Sexy Red and Trump.
We were off of that.
We didn't even give our opinions.
More of the story, stop interviewing people with tattoos on their face.
That's not the moral of the story.
She's a plant.
I actually got wow.
Why is she a plant? What is it?
She's a plant. She's a plant. She's not even like Mike said earlier. She's not even a good plant. She's not an eucalyptus.
Taylor Swift is a plant for the NFL, by the way.
She has a classic song out.
Who?
Sexy Red.
What?
Ski.
That's a classic song.
The AKAs are one letter away from suing her.
Or I guess classic's too soon, but it's a huge song that has a trajectory of being classic.
I mean, I wouldn't argue against it because I wouldn't know. But
she also has the
I hate y'all.
You hate me? I ain't make her music.
She's still a plant, just like Mike said. Meg Thee Stallion was a plant.
Taylor Swift is a plant for the NFL.
Oh, she got Pound Town.
Pound Town, I'm running around. What is she even saying? I like Glorilla though.
I'm fine, Glorilla.
I just think tattoos all over your thighs is just stupid. Why you got tattoos on your thighs? Oh,
you're one of the people that say everyone should cut their hair.
But tattoos on your thighs are so dumb. There's people that's my age, girls I went to high school with. They got roses on their thigh. What rose grows from your thigh? That's stupid. That's dumb.
Just like the lotus fish.
Yeah. What? Why do you get tattoos on your back? You can't see it. Tattoos on their lower back talking about I don't like to get hit from the back. You're lying. Who else is supposed to see that?
Correlation.
They love the pain. Pain is pleasure. Shout out to
House of Pain. Shout out to Bring the Pain. Wasn't that a video game?
No. Shout out to Trey Song. Was it Pain, Passion, Pleasure?
No. Don't shout out to Trey. No, I love that album. No, don't shout out to Trey Songz. Yo, that album is so good, man.
It is good.
What album?
Passion, pain, pleasure, whatever it is.
Oh, I don't care.
It was good. Man. That was good. That was a good album.
I know some.
All right, speaking of which. All right.
The only pain I care about is from Naruto.
The only pain Dwight Howard cares about. It. Never mind.
So let me ask y'all real quick.
Yo, Dwight says he likes to have threesomes with men.
He didn't say that.
He said that in a text. He DM'd somebody that. Like, you down with that? How do you say something like that? You're one of the greatest rebounders of all time.
I got a random question for y'all. This is, I think it's a good pivot. He's one of Mike the greatest shot
blockers. He loves grabbing balls off the boards, huh?
Wow.
What? So, how do y'all feel about AI? Not Allen Iverson, but artificial intelligence. And generally, how y'all feel about it and how y'all feel about it in the arts?
Meet George Jetson. That's how I feel about it.
That's not AI. That's just a song.
He's just saying it's futuristic.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
It can be brilliant, and as brilliant as it is, it can be very dangerous to the culture. We got people like Beanie Siegel talk about he want to use AI to bring his voice back.
Now that makes sense for him.
No, that makes sense because it's still his talent.
That makes sense for
him.
Perfectly okay with that. But you look at people making people like
Biggie
Puff
Smalls.
Daddy. Biggie Smalls is singing some bullshit like Taylor Swift
about an iPhone.
Like, right,
but that's different because that's not really artistic. Like, oh, that's your point.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Biggie wasn't artistic. You're right.
That's not what I'm saying.
Yo, it's like no. Shout to Big Man. He did all that stuff without breathing. That's crazy. Big was ahead of his time. We really was robbed of Big.
What about Big Pun? Big Pun really ain't breathing.
I love Big Pun. You know, Big Pun,
Fabulous, Biggie. What they all got in common besides being from New York?
They're the reason why the Twin Towers fell.
The only Twin Towers they knocked out is their women's teeth.
Wow! I am disappointed, Derek. That is hardcore.
9/11
that
is
was hard. Disappointing me. Not the
that
one
is beneath you. That is beneath you.
I'm trying to figure out how he was hitting women with arms like a penguin.
Yeah,
Big Pun was running around like this.
He hit him with a Mac 10.
Biggie. I thought you were talking about Biggie. But
Mac 10. Gumby got long arms and Big Pun. That's ridiculous. Somebody said something in the chat.
Derek to the gulag right now.
What the hell is a gulag?
Yeah, that's the dungeon. To the pits, to the basement, to jail.
Wait, so this is why all male podcast is dangerous. I put it out, abusive people. I'm the one who's in trouble. Wow.
Yeah, we're in
the this abusive, is why we need women on here.
We're that's in because, an abusive relationship with your takes, Derek.
Let's be honest.
You know what? Y'all been getting abused by my takes for what?
Nobody cares now? About abuse unless it's about somebody that they care about.
Can I give you another abusive take real quick?
Sure.
Sure.
What's the difference between Obama and Ronald Reagan? They both attack brown people.
Is that what would you do if your son was at home crying?
All right.
I gave you my AI take. Meet George Jetson.
AI is
very dangerous. AI is very dangerous, but very brilliant.
Do y'all think it can get to Terminator levels? Well, Mike's like, what's Terminator? Well, do you think it can get to Terminator levels from what you know?
No. No, not we're not that far yet.
I'm your father. Oh no, that's Star Wars.
No, I'm saying if you gave it 7 years, because ChatGPT came out of nowhere. We didn't even know anything that good was being made.
What you say about CBD?
ChatGPT is the leading AI. So basically, it's made by like people feed the information, so it has like a brain basically, and it shoots out information. None of the info it gets is from the internet, it's from its own database.
The colleges now gotta make
it sounds like Smart House.
Yes, the papers. Yes. People are literally, their papers are getting written by ChatGPT.
Where was they when I was trying to get through college? I was plagiarizing.
Apply to UNC and do it.
Yeah.
Don't complain.
You think you can get in the UNC chapel? They probably would let you in as an adult learner, too.
What, you North Carolina?
Yeah.
Online? I could do North Carolina online?
Yeah.
I should apply.
Then you could go to Chapel Hill and go to the graduation.
Yeah. I would cry, yo.
Like that would be the only reason why he would go.
It's like, I'm too busy, which was, you know, that's the reason.
If you do it, we'll go. We'll go and we'll do a three guys pod in Chapel Hill for your graduation. If you do
I like the sound of that.
Like when your time is more free, you should think of it.
Yeah, you're right.
Education. Derek's like, fuck school. I'm not paying no loans. I just got an email to
Remember, I'm trying to be a guidance counselor.
I'm fucking with you. I got an email from some goddamn Aid Vantage telling me, yeah, your bill is $335 a month. I said, y'all can eat a dick.
That's what I won't be going through because my school's cheap.
I got.
You also went to Penn State.
Yes.
I got mine cut down to $50. Shout out to the pandemic.
I'm about to get mine's cut down. I'm about to lie to them, tell them I got like three kids. You can get away with it too. It's pretty easy. But
I just took in what you said.
Wow.
I used to work for a loan service. Oh, shit.
Really telling on herself now.
Hey, you better be in handcuffs.
Can we talk about Taylor Swift being a plant for the NFL now?
No.
She's a plant.
She's a plant to get them back into good graces.
Go to the NFL's IG. They talk about Taylor Swift in the Bible.
I'll be honest with you, Mike. I'm never going to NFL's IG.
When I watched the Chiefs game, they had her heart thing on YouTube TV. Shout out to YouTube TV. I should not be seeing that.
The two most popular topics right now in the NFL is Taylor Swift and the Tush Push.
What the hell is the Tush Push?
The Eagles quarterback sneak play.
Oh.
Where they push Jalen Hurts forward. They call it now the brotherly shove.
I like that one better.
Are y'all gonna go undefeated?
No.
No.
Okay.
Last year's our chance.
Okay.
We're too shaky. Like one thing could go wrong. And it probably wouldn't be our fault, but that's just how it goes.
We haven't played well enough. We haven't put together even a complete game yet. Maybe
the 49ers look like the strongest team right now.
We live rent free in the 49ers head. We'll see them later on this.
I think
this
that's year. Just like a couple people in the fans. I don't think the players care that much.
Rent? No. Debo Samuel.
No, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I said the one play. But he's
George
he's
Kittle.
Oh, I didn't hear about the George Kittle one. Yeah. I knew about the Debo Samuel thing.
Rent free.
Y'all think Brock Purdy's a thing?
Sure. I think he's
hard to tell, right?
The 49ers have always been a quarterback away. They've been competing this whole time, always a quarterback away.
Trust the process. Yeah, the
quarterback blew it in the Super Bowl.
Who? Oh, the one that's trying to come back?
No, Garoppolo.
Oh.
No, Kaepernick had a good Super Bowl. Garoppolo, oh, okay. he missed the throw, and then the Chiefs, he missed the easy throw, too.
Oh, can I say this real quick?
Sure.
Kaepernick, you're done. Stop trying.
I don't even think that's a thing no more.
No, it was a thing. He literally just wrote a letter talking about, let me get on the practice squad.
Oh, well, he's too old now.
No, he's 36. That's still
that's playing. No, you can't be no, for, out no, for this court, long.
Well, not yet. Well, that year.
Dog, but, you're done now as a running back after your rookie contract.
Don't do that. He wasn't just a running back.
No,
he
was, yeah, no. Worse. I'm saying there's running backs now that you can't get an extension.
Oh, right. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yo, you'll be 23 and you'll be done in the NFL.
And look at all the running backs. And look at all the running backs now that was complaining in the offseason. All of them got hurt. Austin Eckler, Saquon Barkley, Nick Chubb. They all hurt.
Nick Chubb is just such a running back name. God knew when he made him, he was going to be in the NFL.
You sound like Bill Simmons right now.
Dang. Yikes.
That's not a bad thing.
I see Ronald in the comments. Shout out to Ronald. Ronald, Chubb. I'm here to tell you, buddy. Nothing wrong with swing mans.
They have a thing to the audience that's listening. Mans. Our friend Ronald and Mike have an argument about jerseys, and Ronald's really into jerseys, and Mike's like, swing mans are fine, and Ronald's like, no way.
Swing mans are
swing oh, mans speaking are fine. Of which, not a shout out to his situation. Give him his jerseys back, damn it. Yeah, I said it.
Let's move on. If I'm telling you to move on, move on.
All right. We're going to move on.
I'm going to get a call like your cuz.
Oh, no. Well, I'm staying away from this. No. Why? Why are you like this?
I wish you didn't do this because LaFina is listening. Shout out to LaFina.
Ain't got nothing to do with her. Mind her
business. It has everything. If you know her the way I know her.
She's a little cray-cray. It's okay, Kay.
Let's move on. She's a little cray-cray. Like Mike said. So, Mike, bring up a Darkwing Duck or something.
What can about cocaine?
Can we be honest that and just realize that Wawa pizza sucks?
Listen, Wawa pizza is okay. I didn't eat it. I didn't eat it. Okay.
I just was trying to get out the awkwardness.
Just okay.
I'm never eating pizza from Wawa.
It's not bad.
I wouldn't even get a hoagie from Wawa.
As a culinary guy, I'm kind of disappointed because I saw the billboard today. And here's the rule. Especially being from the East Coast, if the crust can't bubble, that means it's fake. You know that little air pocket that can get trapped in the crust? That crust don't bubble. That's on cardboard.
I think the crust.
Chuck E. Cheese pieces top tier.
I don't agree.
The crust is probably pre baked. That much I can agree. But it's coal fire. It's coal fire though. It's weird. It's like weird because it has this coal fire taste, which actually is quite pleasant.
So it's DiGiorno.
DiGiorno is not cold fire.
Yeah, it's weird. It has a cold fire taste, but I know the crust was frozen, but it has a cold fire taste, and it's just like I'm confused because I know this should be bad, but it's not.
Why would awful. You eat anything you know that was frozen before you ate it? Before they cooked it was frozen. Why would you eat that?
Well, a pizza? Mostly everything that we eat was frozen at some point.
That's not true.
Not from Wendy's.
That's true.
That is true.
And Wendy's is only fast food, so they could pull it off. Other places can too. Chipotle's food ain't frozen.
Really?
Yeah. I actually want to try a Krabby Patty and a Mondo Burger and a Good Burger. I don't want to try Wawa Pizza.
What about Wawa's Burgers?
I'd rather try Alf's ass.
I had Wawa's burgers. They're not. They're like.
I'd rather eat Alf's ass than eat.
It's Wawa's just expensive pizza. McDonald's, and I just heard the thing about Alf. You're nuts.
What's Alf black? What?
Stop saying
Alf?
That.
But what
you said
was
that on
he?
The podcast before?
But what was he?
An animal.
What type of animal was that, motherfucker?
Like an alien or something.
That's not an animals. Aliens are animals now.
Yeah, actually.
Speaking of which, all right.
Whatever happened to Louis Armstrong?
Did he die?
Oh, damn. I'm talking about Lance Armstrong, the bicycle guy.
He's canceled because he cheated.
Wait a minute, so, we got all them Livestrong bands for nothing?
Yeah, well, it's funny. It's
funny. He cheated for a really great cause, and used that cheating to help a really great cause. So it's like he got canceled, but nobody crucified him for it because it was like really a lot of good.
He got canceled again, like recently.
Did he get canceled again? What did he do this time?
Yeah, I just don't remember, and I don't know what to pull up to be honest.
All right, let me ask y'all this: if one person you know on this earth is an alien, who do you know? Who you know for a fact is an alien?
You.
Why me?
I don't know. You're shaped like one. I don't know. You just do like alien type stuff, like the way you type text. It gives off like alien vibes.
What does he do?
I don't know. He texts is like kind of scarce. I've actually reported you to the FBI.
His text is scarce?
Yeah.
Like his texts are dry?
No, I've reported to the FBI. They're aware of it also. I think you text like
I heard someone say someone's text is scarce.
Scary. Like it's
scarce and scary ain't the same thing. Just
I don't care.
Is that why our phones went off today at like 2:25 or whatever it was?
Was that
the FBI tapping in on me, letting me know?
Yeah.
Damn.
No, you know who I really think is an alien? Derek's friend is Tone Wiley. Because look at the way he spells Tone. The N is capitalized. He puts that on applications. You're an idiot.
No, he doesn't. Does he?
How you know?
I know he doesn't. Because I saw one of his applications. And
why did he show your application, you liar?
His social security number is 281-330-8004. This dude is a retard.
That's Mike Jones' number.
Yeah, Tone says that's his social security number. Shout out to Tone, man. That's my guy. But I think you're an alien also because your dreads start in the back of your head. And you can actually see, but you got dreads like Stevie Wonder.
We got a topic.
Derek, who do you think is an alien? Who do you know for a fact?
Tone is an alien.
I don't know. No one y'all know. Not that I can think of.
I think schizophrenic people are aliens too.
Stop.
Take that out.
I can't take it out. We're on live.
Oh, shit.
Antonio Brown was abducted by aliens.
Anybody named Antonio is an alien. Antonio Cormartie, he got 18 kids.
Antonio Tarver, the boxer.
Antonio Carr.
Antonio Carr?
He played for the Jazz back in the 90s.
You were making that up. Okay.
No. Antonio
Wilde. Anthony Carr?
No.
Is Antonio?
Yes.
McDice?
Shout out to Antonio McDice. He's normal. No, he's built like an alien, a strong one.
Aliens are among us, y'all. They are among us.
They've been here.
What are y'all watching these days? Oh, Mike, do a Winning Time rant. So we can talk about TV for a little bit.
The who rant?
Winning Time.
Oh, hold on. Talk real quick because
I'm watching? I'm watching. Loki season 2 it starts tonight.
It does.
Was today. The Phillies playoffs right now. Shout out to the Phillies. They took care of business last night.
That was a great night yesterday.
I watched the first two innings yesterday. Then I went to
and
bed.
Hopefully, if we win today, we set a date with the Braves.
That's the team. I'm like, oh gosh.
We'll see.
We're gonna beat the Braves.
If we beat the Braves, I think we're gonna win it all. Because I'm not afraid of any team in the AL. But another story for another time. What else am I watching?
I'm watching Sisters and Zatima.
Jujutsu Kaisen.
What? You made that up.
That's no, a show. It's like one of the biggest anime out right now.
They're like Jujutsu Kaisen.
I'm out.
Pokemon, always.
Oh god. They still make new episodes?
Yes. Yeah, every
week. You gotta grow up.
Never.
You gotta grow up.
Never.
Yeah, one will argue that's more grown up than sisters.
Oh lord. Derek, what are we watching? What are you watching?
I just finished Ahsoka. That's the part of Star Wars.
The what? Oh, I heard of that. Okay, that's with the black girl.
With Rosario Dawson?
Oh yeah, she used to date Jay-Z.
I didn't know that.
Certainly did. Shout out to her.
I didn't know that at all. But you know, what do I know?
Nothing.
Damn. Homeboy, I came to party. Your girl was looking at me. She's hanging it all now, tackling, but you would want the boys to come over and start and ask you what you want to do, nigga.
Nigga, nothing.
What you trying to do, nigga?
Nigga, nothing.
What you want to do, nigga?
Nigga, nothing.
What you trying to do? La, 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 la. All right, I'm sorry, Derek.
I'm watching Ahsoka. I'm going to be watching Loki tonight.
Loki?
Yeah, Loki.
No, he's Thor's brother.
God of Mischief.
I'm watching this show. I hate that I'm saying this because Mike doesn't know how to act. Sex Education. okay. It's a drama. It's actually a pretty normal show.
Do they show titties?
Not really. Damn. They did in the first season a little bit, but
Send me the link. I'll watch first season.
I'm
finish it tomorrow.
I just finished Castlevania. Quill.
Castlevania, the new one. Okay.
Is that like Transylvania?
No, I mean, no. Dracula's in it, but it's not like that.
Don't worry.
There's this one show called Survival of the Thickest that was okay.
Survival of the Fittest by Mobb Deep is one of the greatest hip hop songs of all time.
Yep. Send me that link to Survival of the Thickest if it is what I think it is. You can go ahead and slide
it. It's more an insecure lane, like Issa Rae type lane.
I like that other show Issa Rae got with the girl that's trying to be.
That's coming back out soon.
I like that.
It's supposed to be out like a couple of weeks ago, but they pushed it back because the writer's strike messed everything up. So that wasn't impacted by the writer's strike, but they wanted something in the tuck that they could use.
When can I tell you my shows that I'm watching?
You just did. You just said Sisters is a teamer, which I feel like isn't your choice.
No, I watched that because of my wife. Shout out to my wife, but. I want to go on my rant now about Winning Time being canceled.
That's what I was wanting. Yeah.
I want to cry because that was my favorite show I've ever watched.
I want to cry.
I can't believe that they canceled that. That's one of my that was my favorite show. Like, I really want to cry. We didn't even get to when Magic catches AIDS. And that's in the first episode that he's in the doctor's office finding out.
So and then they flash it back?
Yeah.
Oh.
So we were supposed to at least get to when he catch AIDS. Damn.
HIV, man.
Whatever. He didn't really have it. But anyway, I wanted to at least get to that part.
Okay. So what was good about Winning Time?
Everything. Like, I mean, down to the detail, down to the clothes they wore. Everything about it was good. John C. Reilly should get an Oscar. I don't know what Oscar, but
Emmy.
He should get an Oscar.
Emmy.
Emmy. Golden Globe, BET Award. He should get all that. Source Award. He should get the opposite of whatever Howard the Duck got. He should get everything.
Shout out to Howard the Duck.
I hated
that. Well, what's a show that got canceled before that you didn't? A show that got canceled that didn't sit right with you. I'm not talking about like it ended smoothly, like straight up cancellation.
Black Dynamite.
That's an animated joint, the Adult Swim joint.
Yep.
Okay. And Michael J. White played it originally, right?
Yep.
Did he play the cartoon also?
Yep.
We should have got that final season of Family Matters.
That's true.
That didn't sit well with me, but it's a sitcom, so
he just come home from being stuck in space, and then we don't see if him and Laura.
That's why I got canceled.
Yeah.
They started doing
it really got canceled because. They weren't the same once they switched networks.
And Harriet left. They had a different Harriet.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
The light-skinned Harriet. When that show was about Harriet.
Yeah, she, like the show was a spinoff from her show.
Yeah, from because she was on I hate that I'm doing this. Was it not Step by Step?
It's definitely not Step by Step.
She was the elevator conductor, whatever they call it, the elevator operator. Yo, the 80s and the 70s and the 60s, that was just different times. Perfect you needed strangers. Somebody perfect strangers. You needed somebody on an elevator just to hit the buttons for you.
Wild
y'all
times.
Were some lazy coked up people, man.
And for long distance, they had to have somebody literally hit the switch at the phone. At the phone,
My mom was that person. She used to work at Bell Telephone.
So did my grandmother.
Shout out to your grandmother.
Shout out to your grandmother.
Wait. So over in Africa?
That's actually not a bad question. I mean Carmen's grandmother.
Oh, got you.
Got you. I was going to say, wait, that would make sense. Actually, that's a good question. You're right.
But no, were those jobs available back then? What do I know? I was around the 80s.
Mike, what are you watching outside of Pornhub and RedTube?
What is your fascination with Pornhub? You know, don't answer that. Answer the question, Mike.
I don't answer watch that. I don't watch that no more. I've been delivered.
He said that with a straight face.
I've been delivered. The best porn now is on Twitter.
What? I don't even get on Twitter no more. Mike, you're the reason I'm off Twitter.
You're welcome.
You told me about Threads and I jumped on it. I don't think I tweeted since.
Threads. We was all on that for 2 weeks.
People are still on it.
Really?
Yeah, it's the number one app in the social networking part of Apple.
I don't even know where to find that list.
I'll send it to you.
I'm gonna forget what it's even about.
I'm over y'all. Y'all are something else.
What else was we talking about?
All right, NBA awards. Since we're in preseason,
we're getting against the awards.
We're not going to talk about Harden.
No.
Okay.
Slanger is not giving any airtime to Harden.
There's nothing to talk about. He ain't show up.
He did. He can't. He showed up.
Well, he went to practice.
He practiced. Okay. There's nothing to talk about. Still, that's the end of the topic.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I don't have nothing against him. I'm not like mad. I just don't understand what there is to talk about.
Just another half hour on their 30 for 30 trust the process that's coming out.
So the word on the street is from Stephen A. Smith, so take this with a grain of salt, was that Harden told Ime Udoka that he wanted to win a scoring title. That was his motivation this year. And the Rockets pulled their offer, their max deal. I don't know how true that is, but I can certainly see himself with the way he's been acting, talking himself out of some money. Hmm. But whatever.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm just if we never talked about Harden ever again on this podcast or in my life, I would be satisfied.
All right. MVP. Who's the MVP this year? And why?
Somebody go first.
MVP. Who won last year? Embiid.
Yeah.
It's probably gonna be Jokic.
This is going to be the
makeup. Jokic is going to win his third MVP in
4 years.
Is
this going to be the makeup for they're going to say, oh, because Embiid cried last year. That's why he got it, which is kind of crazy. I think he legitimately earned it. But
I mean, some people will say that. But.
I mean, two things can be true. You can cry for it and still earn it.
That's true.
I believe he did cry for it, but he earned it.
People skip over the earn part, you know.
Well, that's because people factor in the playoffs when the playoffs have nothing to do with these awards.
Correct. So you're saying Giannis? You're saying Joker, Mike?
No, I don't know who's going to get it. I think it's going to be one of them years where someone we didn't expect to get it gets it, like Tatum or somebody.
Is this Don Luka's year?
No.
The team's not good enough.
And I like Luka. I just don't think he's MVP material. He just doesn't fit that mode yet.
He starts off – he's kind of like the Josh Allen of the NBA. Starts off really high in the MVP rankings but never wins.
Josh Allen is a waste of a pick every time in fantasy. I draft him every year.
I had him last year. I mean, last week he snapped.
He – I don't need – I'm not that good in football knowledge. So I need somebody that's not going to help me go 0-17.
That's not the problem. We're gonna have to talk about that later.
I'm 0-3 right now, and I'm
let him get back to his Luka take.
Okay.
But no, for me, Luka,
I'll say Tatum just to be from left field.
Okay. I think Luka could win it, but you need wins, and the team's not good enough.
Right.
I'm still not a fan of the pairing of him and Kyrie. I don't like that team, period.
No.
For me, it's the team, but like I think it's a big man problem. I don't think the guard thing was an issue either way. Like Kyrie or no Kyrie, I think they never had the size.
Are we going to disqualify Giannis because of Dame Lillard now?
No.
Because I think Dame was going to get a lot of the important shots in Milwaukee now.
So, I mean, Shaq got MVP and Giannis, Kobe took important shots.
Giannis just needs to learn how to play off the ball, rim run. And
I think he's going to do they're planning on doing pick and roll.
That would be phenomenal.
Pick and roll, pick and pop, kind of sort
no
of.
No pop. But,
well,
a lot of black men didn't grow up with a pop. So,
who do y'all think is going to win Rookie of the Year?
Well, I didn't. I still don't even know. MVP, I'm probably going to go. I'm going to go safe pick and go Joker. They'll probably give it to Joker.
They're really going to give Joker 3 MVPs? You really think that?
I mean,
yeah.
One seed.
I mean, I'm not against it. I just know how
they act.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
I can go Dark Horse and go Devin Booker if he stays healthy.
Like,
he's kind of in that.
I just can't see him winning an MVP.
They don't give. These days, they're not going to give someone who just scores. I mean, he's an okay passer too, but like not enough for it to sway people.
We'll see.
Rookie of the Year. I would have had a different pick 2 weeks ago. I think now it's going to be Scoot because he's now in a system where he's going to have the ball unless. Well, yeah, because Malcolm Brogdon. They plan on keeping Malcolm Brogdon, I guess. And I think Scoot is just going to have the numbers probably. But I can see Wemby. I can see Wemby getting it. But if I had to take an educated guess, I would say Scoot.
I think it's Wembanyama. I think that's going to be it.
I weigh more than Wembanyama.
That's hard.
Probably
I'm
right.
I'm thinking Henderson because if he gets 38 wins, that's phenomenal for rookies. The way they look at it.
You think the Blazers going to win 38 games?
They're not bad.
They could. They could also be a dumpster fire.
It's something about Ayton, man. It's something about Ayton.
That's the X factor. But, I mean, we've seen him contribute to winning before.
Yeah. I think he's one of them guys that needs a change of scenery, definitely. But And something about a center that layups and doesn't dunk that I'll just be out on.
Yeah. We got a most improved player.
Nah, I can't call that.
Hmm. This is always a crapshoot because we don't know who improved yet.
Yeah. Zero idea.
I remember 2 years ago, Quill, you said Melton.
So Shake Melton. Yeah. Can I go out on a limb and say Maxi?
Oh God!
But I guess this dude,
but they're so weird with it. Sometimes it's someone random. Sometimes you know, someone's already good.
For him to get most improved, he would have to average like 30.
Well, they gave it to Morant. He only got like 3 more points a game.
But he was yeah. I don't know. Let me just take a guess. Most improved, Franz Wagner.
I don't hate that.
Good. It's hard.
Well, no, he's good, but to take that next step, if he became like a 20,
if he became an all-star, they would give him the award.
Yes. I actually am big on Franz.
I mean, they gave Ryan Anderson the award 1 year.
This is true.
But I understood
Ryan
that.
Anderson.
Yeah, at the time, yeah. Like Franz Wagner, he's coming off of winning the FIBA MVP. So if he comes in the league, if he comes in this year averaging like 22 in All-Star game, yeah, I can see him getting it.
Furkan,
but that's my bias pick, by the way, y'all. That's my bias pick.
Furkan Korkmaz.
Oh, God.
What about Jalen Green type? Someone who can score, but like if they just get it together as a contributor to winning more games. he's the type of person they would like to give it to.
I can see it. I'm not a fan of Jalen Green, but I can see it. But the Rockets are really trying to win this year.
I like the idea of Jalen Green, but he's still only like, what, 20, 21?
Got time on him. What about coaches?
Jamal Mosley.
Is that your coach?
Yes.
He's going to win Coach of the Year because he makes the Magic a playoff team. Not play-in, playoff. Seventh seed.
What about Taylor Jenkins if they make the playoffs despite the nonsense of Morant?
No.
What about Nick Nurse if he can get Harden to buy in?
Stop right now. Now if he gets Harden to buy in, yes. Give him the coach.
And honestly, it doesn't have to be true. They just have to say it. Because you know they just say things when they're talking.
If the Sixers were to get like the number one seed in the East, which I doubt.
Can you start with the top three seed? Number one seed's a lot.
It's going to be kind of hard to win like 50-something games for y'all this year.
Do you think?
I think they're regular season good anyway, so I think they could get 50.
I think they'll get
50. I think 50. Sixers are always regular season good. I think it's the when they see someone with two wing players and like, oh, what do we do?
What you got, Si? No more candy, boy. Upstairs.
He said no more candy. He gonna be up all night.
Yeah, this boy's crazy.
All right, six man. I guess we don't know either, right?
Six man.
Cole Anthony.
Is he gonna stay healthy this year?
They're trying to move Cole Anthony. I read.
Yeah, because contract, and
they have too many guys.
They got to pay either him or Fultz.
And I think Fultz is a little more valuable because he's defensive.
Honestly, I'm a fan of Anthony Black, and obviously he's going to be your point guard of the future. I'm one of those people, if I already know somebody's going to be my point guard of the future, I'm not giving like Fultz to Max, but I'm also not giving Cole Anthony a bunch of money, and he's just a bed, and I can't trade him nowhere. But someone's always going to want to trade for a scoring guard, especially in today's NBA.
He could probably be like this generation's DJ Augustine.
I just don't know how.
Who wants that?
I just don't know how long it's going to take Anthony Black to be a starting point guard in this league. It's just, you know what I mean? You just don't know.
I have a question. What if Ben Simmons comes back? Will he be a most improved guy?
He would get.
They don't do comeback player no more.
I would jump out a window.
If he came back?
Head first.
I mean, the NBA would love it.
I would jump out of a window.
If he was a player.
Head first into a floor full of knives.
Hmm. What about...
Sounds like Mortal Kombat. Fatality.
What
Fatality is a Mortal Kombat, Mike?
No. Hadouken, okay. Wasn't that? No, that's Tekken.
That's
Street Fighter.
Street Fighter.
I don't know. There's now a clutch award. Clutch player.
I don't
want
to see that.
That's now a clutch player of the year.
Who's gonna win that?
I don't know. Somebody who hits
there's a clutch and then what a hustle award, right?
Like Embiid could win clutch player of the year because they're gonna play a lot of close games where he's just gonna have to take over.
Yeah, he does good in fourth quarters. He has a lot of fourth quarter scoring. He had
top five
last year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been top five the last 3 years.
That's something I could see Embiid or Maxey winning.
Unless it's May.
Huh.
The way he whipped his head around.
I like that one. That was a good one. Shaboing boing.
Oh, question.
Oh, the play-in tournament.
What do y'all think of this in-season tournament that they're doing this year? I don't understand it, TBH. Neither do I.
I watched a breakdown of it three times. I get where they're going. Because it's college-like, I'm intrigued because I'm a big college basketball fan. But my only issue is we all know it's a money grab, and it's like, what's the point of this?
Money grab. Right. That's the point.
I wanted to say other than the money grab. Yeah.
Oh.
Like, what's the basketball?
You know the answer. There's no point. There's no point.
Got you. You're right.
Daddy. Mike being a dad and doing the podcast at the same time is hilarious.
Yeah. My mom's here, but he's running me ragged. Go ahead.
Oh no, that was it. I was just saying there's no point.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it definitely. I just don't know. Like, because to me the All-Star game is trash now. I guess it's the next big thing that they have to build up in the middle of the season, because what's the point of the All-Star game now?
Maybe I'm just being old.
All-Star weekend is bad.
Dang.
And nobody wants to be there either.
Yeah, it's bad. You're
gonna be at home resting.
Maybe I'm old, or I just don't see the future that's coming, and one day it will just be a normal thing. I don't think the play-in tournament works for the NBA. I think the NBA would have to be more like how soccer is. You know, soccer incorporates a bunch of little leagues that connect, but in America, the leagues always combine. Like, you know how the NFL and how the AFC and NFC used to be different leagues, and they came together for the Super Bowl? Mm-hmm. I think we have to be on that energy. So I don't think a play-in tournament works with these teams.
We can't have relegation because we don't have different leagues.
That's what I'm saying. And then who wants to – like, relegation is just a concept the owners will never buy into anyway.
So, Mike, if you don't know, because I know you're not really big in soccer, if you're really shitty in soccer and, like, you finish in last place, you can get relegated to a lesser league. They just assign you to it. Basically, it's like – think of it as the worst – Say the three worst teams in the NBA, instead of getting like the top picks, they get relegated to the G League and something like that.
Like how
Charlotte should have been there.
Yes. So yes. How in baseball, there's the Reading Phils, you would probably just go and play with them.
Yep. You get relegated.
So, wow. Yeah, I think you don't do all these fancy tournaments in a straightforward league. Half the teams make the playoffs anyway. What's this tournament going to do?
I'm going to be honest. I wasn't even a fan of the play-in until I seen it actually happen.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like, this is fun.
I actually like the idea of the play-in because I feel like you need to spice up the whole AC thing anyway.
You know what it is? I'm not going to like the idea of playing when my team is in it because I'm not going to like the knockout thing with my team. I think I'm already used to it in college, but I still go through a weak slump whenever the Tar Heels are knocked out.
Got it.
I just I don't know. With the NBA, I always had four games to really like prepare for the end.
Fair.
Gotcha. Do we have anything else good for the order? Or are we on closing thoughts?
Yeah. We should close. We're already at an hour.
So, Mike, what's your closing thought for the day?
My closing thought is, I actually want to visit India, the country.
The country is hilarious.
I'm about to say Iri.
No, India, actual India. Nothing further. I just want to visit.
Gotcha. That's cool. I would visit India.
Also, shout out to the 100 years of Disney.
Shout out to 100 years of Disney.
You know, TikTok assumes more attention to Disney now. I said consumes more attention to Disney apps.
Didn't know that.
Well, so does Instagram, I think.
Oh, Disney apps? Oh, I can see that.
When I say Disney apps, I'm like applications like watching ESPN or watching Disney Plus.
I think ESPN sucks.
Oh, ESPN used to be the biggest moneymaker. That's what made Disney a lot of money outside of theme parks.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's that remember how back in the day you would turn on ESPN, you don't even know what's on?
Mm-hmm.
You see something on ESPN, you didn't care. Now you care. You're not really trying to turn it on unless it's a game.
I used to come home and I would watch Round the Horn, PTI, SportsCenter every day.
Yeah. You don't even feel like you need to do that. No. You know everything before you get home anyway.
Yeah, that was the thing. I watched that for news.
Yeah.
Now I already know everything that's going on.
And we're actually tired of opinions, too, because we see them all day long.
Yeah, I don't need opinions.
Okay.
So. Shout out to Tony Kornheiser and Mike. Mike
my boys.
So I got one. The two greatest guest verses in the history of rap. Number two, Scenario, Busta Rhymes. Number one, AZ, Life's a Bitch.
Can't argue with that.
Yes, you can.
Nope.
Those are the best two ever?
Ever.
You agree with that too, Mike?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that next week.
And then Snoop Dogg on 187 on Undercover.
You know what? I don't want to talk about that because I'm with your dad. Y'all rank everything.
Yep. All right. Are we done? Slanger, you got one?
My thought will be that Gargoyles is still one of the greatest action cartoons ever.
I wouldn't argue against it because I don't know.
With everything that's on Netflix, Gargoyles is definitely one of the forefathers to these action cartoons now.
Shout out to Keith David.
Keith David, my boy.
I know him from the church. No, the church. Well, that too. The church show I used to watch. Greenleaf. Shout out to Greenleaf.
You saw Greenleaf?
Yo, Greenleaf was my show.
I didn't know that. Now I don't know nothing about it. I'm not laughing. I just didn't expect you to watch it.
It was a good show.
Okay. It's over?
Yeah, he died.
What was I going to watch it? Yeah, stop doing that.
Sorry.
All right, y'all. It's been real. Three guys. Don't say bye to the people, sorry. We're going to say bye to the people. Our host does not want to speak to y'all. He said, I don't deal with peasants.
Oh, Max, I want to look.
My name is.
Our kids don't want to say bye. Where's the cat?
The cat is out Max, somewhere being a cat.
Oh, he's asleep. That's why he won't come.
My name is Quill Will.
My name is Mike Money.
Mike Money. And
yeah. Oh, I forgot. You do this.
Yeah, that guy. The one with the elements.
Yeah, Slank, whatever his fucking name is.
Shout out to Outkast, Speaker Box Love Below, number
13.
I'm not a capitalist, so I don't care.
Yeah, we're ending this. Goodbye.